So hi everyone, welcome to the podcast. So today we're joined by Juan of Finzi. So hi Juan, could you dive a bit deep in what is Finzi and what was that journey like starting a startup from scratch?
Yeah, sure. So Finzi, it's a edtech, fintech startup based in Colombia. We focus on giving access to financial services and providing financial education to Generation Z. So we started from 10 years old all the way to 25 years old. We started the journey in 2021. A little bit on me, I came from corporate. So I worked for MasterCard for several years, left my job to start Finzi. And it's been an amazing, stressing, and rewarding experience from all perspectives, right? So we have a lot of wins, a lot of challenges as well. But so far, it's been an amazing journey.
Yeah, sounds like an amazing journey. And so firstly, kudos to you for coming from corporate to now breaking into startups and starting your own thing with a team behind you. So my question, kind of next question, kind of leans into that whole kind of team mentality. So what was the scrappiest thing that the team and you did to build out Finzi? Anything you could share for aspiring founders?
So to be honest, since we started the company, we always been super resourceful and super scrappy as like how we're doing things, right? We're trying to be super efficient and super lean in everything we do. I have a team of 10 people right now. Even though each of them are hired for a specific role, pretty much all of them cover two or three different tasks within the team, right? Which really makes it a way for us to maximize our resources. It's a way for them to learn about other areas that maybe they weren't even supposed to kind of like get involved with. And it allows us to be really, really efficient as a company. I think by having this mentality and this model has allowed us to kind of, you know, pretty much launch and do new features, new programs, new campaigns, or like whatever we want to do it within like one week, right? Like we can come up with it on Monday and kind of have it like live and ready to go by Friday from all fronts. The team is super, super young. So since we are a Gen Z focused company, we try to bring talent that is within the same segment, right? To kind of help us understand the challenges and try to understand the audience a little bit better. I think if I can kind of recall or kind of like think of one specific thing to your question, I think the scrappiest thing that we've done is how to come up with our waiting list at the beginning of the journey and how to like make it viral within our segment, right? So we came up with like different incentives to generate that virality within the waiting list that we have prior to launching the product. And we actually generated around 13,000 pre-registrations like within 3-4 months, like based on the things that we did, right?
Absolutely love how scrappiness is kind of at the core of Finzi and what you guys are doing. And I wanted to kind of get your take as well now, shifting focus onto what was it like building in and for LATAM, and what are some of the challenges that founders may face as they're trying to build for LATAM?
Latin America, it's a region that has a lot of opportunity, right? I think similar to Southeast Asia or some places in Africa, we still have a lot of room to create things that haven't done yet. The coolest thing here is that you can look at developed countries like the US and Europe and kind of see what's going on there. And you can kind of replicate some of those models and adapt them to LATAM. So I think that's, let's say, an advantage, right? But I think also there are challenges. Some of the markets are still not mature enough from different perspectives when it comes to technology, regulation, and just the ecosystem as a whole. It's not there, so it really becomes challenging to really do some of the things that you're trying to do. On the other hand, we also seen that LATAM as a region, from the venture capital perspective, you have a lot of interest from investors, right? They see it as a high potential region. So they're kind of looking into ways to get into it and kind of building or getting involved in building something that could be, the big next thing here in Latin America. Another thing is that a huge advantage here in the region is that LATAM has a lot of good, strong talent. And thank God it's not as expensive as hiring a developer or a UX researcher like in the US or Europe, right? So you have access to a bunch of really good talent at a really affordable price, that allows you to really build amazing things, right? So I think honestly, even though there's challenges, I think the benefits overcome the challenges that LATAM represents as a region to entrepreneurship.
I think your last point kind of really summed up the discussion. And so now I'd like to pivot away and talk about Colombia's VC and startup scene, as I understand you're from Colombia. So could you share a bit about, I mean, your startup is based in Colombia, so could you share a bit about that?
You mean like specifically as a Colombian market? What exactly are you looking to hear from Colombia?
Just like how is the VC and startup scene? Like, what are some opportunities that investors are looking for in the region? Like, as a founder yourself, you have that kind of perspective, given that you've raised capital from VCs as well, and you're based in Colombia. So could you just share a bit on like how is the VC and startup scene booming? Like, anything you could share on that?
Sure. So I think Colombia has this really interesting advantage as a market. We have really big players that have kind of like paved the way for us, such as Rappi, Tool, Merkeo. So a bunch of these players have already gone through like the ups and downs of capital, and they kind of have positioned Colombia as a pretty well-known and high potential market for investors. So investors are really looking into it. They usually kind of target Mexico and Brazil because of the sizing. And then the third country that they look at, it's Colombia. So it is a good market because it also allows you to launch different models that you can then scale up in other bigger markets like Brazil and Mexico, right? So definitely a country where, as a first country to target for your first startup, I think it's a really good place to do it, right? From different perspectives, the size, the talent, as I was mentioning, the whole ecosystem is pretty well developed in some aspects. So I think definitely Colombia is one of those countries that if you're an entrepreneur and you're gonna look into tap into LATAM without going to the big markets right away, I think that's the way to go. Colombia as a
I think that you made a great point on Colombia as a kind of gem, a hidden gem amongst all these big markets. So my next question to you is, so how do you attract VC and investor funding and set yourself up for success as a founder?
I mean, there's an easy way to do it, right? Like, it takes a lot of research, and you gotta understand who are the players that are looking into the markets and understand the thesis of some of these investors. But I think the best way to do this is networking. I think there is a lot of opportunities to network with other founders here in Colombia that they are the best way to get connected with other investors. I mean, at least in my case, that's the way I was able to raise my first rounds of investment, connect to top investors in LATAM, the US, and Europe. And I think that's the way to go. Like, definitely reaching out to other investors that are, no, sorry, entrepreneurs that are already kind of like 1 or 2 years ahead of you as an entrepreneur, and try to have them help you connect or at least point you into the right direction or who should be the investors that you need to talk to, right? On the other hand, if you don't have any networking or any connections locally, the best way to do is like attend to a bunch of different webinars that are done by different groups that promote entrepreneurship here in LATAM. They always publish a list of investors that are looking at the region. You can also look at LinkedIn and kind of look for some of those investors that are based here in Colombia. And that will be the way to get started and then just branch out from there.
Yeah, that's some great advice you've shared about how you can build up connections even if you don't have any presence per se in the ecosystem at the moment, and how the best way is to just start networking with other founders, and eventually that will help to connect with top investors in the region. So I wanted to now shift away into angel investing. So how can somebody in the audience start angel investing? I read somewhere in your bio or something on a website that you had angel invested into a company. So could you just share a bit on that?
Yeah, sure. So I have to let's say two sides of the story, right? So when I started doing angel investment, I was still at corporate America. So I have a different social economic status, let's say, because, you know, I was, you know, making really good money and I was able to really make bigger investments to it. So I did a couple of investments just by connecting to the fund, and I was trying to really get there as early as possible, like really talk to them whenever they was probably an idea, or they just were getting started up, setting it up. So that was like my first two or three investments that I did. Now that I'm on the other side as a operator or as an entrepreneur, I still do angel investment, but a different level. And I do it more to help and support the founders with things that I struggle with at the beginning, right? One of them is connections with investors, as you said it, understanding how to like build a product faster and improve the concept. You know, a lot of like these different quick wins, or let's say hacks of things that I have to learn some way during my journey. So in this aspect of angel investment that I'm doing, I do more of the smaller checks, but still having skin on the game for those companies and really support them through the process. Today I have close to 10 companies that I have invested in. Majority here in Colombia, some in Mexico, and one in Brazil. And just supporting them from the beginning with money. And then, of course, with all the resources that I have available for them to tap into.
You made a great point about how as angel investors, you kind of have to not just put in the money, but also to add value and to support those companies that you're investing into. So my next question to you and my final question is, so I understand that you're a Latitude Fellow, correct me if I'm wrong, but could you share a bit on your experience as a Latitude Fellow?
Sorry, yes, sure. So I am a Latitude Fellow. I think I'm a LF3 or LF4. I don't remember which cohort, which was one of the earliest cohorts that they did. No, I mean, overall, great experience. I don't know how the program has changed since then, because it's almost been 2 years since I was part of the program. Great program. It really helps you, if you are a first-time founder, to tap into a bunch of resources, investors, and other people in the startup ecosystem if you don't have any connections. There is a fee associated to pay to be part of the program, but I think it's totally worth it what you pay for it, to what you get out of the program. So overall, great experience, a lot of good connections, a lot of good talks and webinars that they organize for you. So definitely something to look into if you are thinking about doing a first-time founder type of thing. You should definitely apply for Latitude. One thing though is that, for my understanding, is like Latitude focuses more on LATAM, so it's more LATAM focused. So if you are on another region, it will be kind of like not as fruitful or as useful as if you are based in LATAM and you're looking to be an entrepreneur in Latin America, right? But anyway, I think overall it's great. The group of founders that are behind Latitude, they really help as much as they can, and they really help you set up for success at the beginning of your journey, for sure.
That's great to hear your experience of Latitude and how it was so positive and had such an impact on your life and your entrepreneurial journey. And so, yeah, those were kind of the questions that I had planned. So it was an absolute pleasure and an honor to host you on the podcast. And do share how the audience can get in touch with you and how they can connect with you as well.
No, thank you so much for the invite. I'm happy to share, you know, a little bit of my journey. Yeah, definitely. You can definitely reach out to me on LinkedIn. You can find me as Juan Zavala with a Z, Aleman. So those are my two last names. And I'm always, you know, pretty much answering and connecting with everyone that requests to connect with me. So that would be one way. The other way is that you can go to the Finzi website, finzi.co, and definitely reach out to us that way as well. So yeah, happy to be here and thank you so much for the invite.